It's episode 208, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 208, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Hello, Tommy.
How's it going this morning?
It is doing great. I just got back from the Carnival Breeze, but we're not going to talk about that because it's all about fantasies and realities.
Fantasies and realities?
Yes, yes.
And I'm your fantasies and your realities?
No, this author's fantasies and realities in this article.
Yes.
And I'm going to use pronouns because, I don't want to call this person out. She's going to be... Oops. All right. This person is going to be cruisy.
You just said she.
No, I, oh my gosh. So, yeah, please email me if this is you, but it's going to be cruisy. Cruisy.
Cruisy.
Cruisy. Okay. Oh, we're going to have so much fun, though. This one, we don't even need to go back and forth on this one. It's going to be fun.
You mean this one's going to slap?
Oh, it's going to slap. It's going to slap so much.
All right. Well, I'm excited about that. You know, sometimes you need to have something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we went on to the Carnival Breeze and it's a dream class.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit smaller than the Vista. And we'll cover that later.
Okay.
Because that was out of Galveston and.
We got to get caught up on that. Right. You got to recover from that one.
And people
just got off like a week ago,
right? And people are taking a look at all the audio or the videos and everything else that we're putting up on TikTok and Instagram.
TikTok.
Oh, let me tell you, TikTok is blowing.
I know it's amazing.
Instagram, we'll get like maybe 100 to about 900 hits.
Yep,
and that's the usual. On TikTok, they're going like 10,000 on,
It's amazing.
But they're really enjoying it because we reformatted our videos and how we're doing them. So it's giving the cruisers a little bit more. And with YouTube, you have to go onto the YouTube app. You have to do all that. TikTok, you could have a 9-minute video now. So you could break it into parts. You could do all of that. And I'm finding a lot of our listeners are liking that because you could watch it, put it down, come back to it. It's not you have to keep on pulling it up.
Subscribe to us. Follow us on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, definitely actually subscribe all over the place for us.
Yeah, all the social media platforms.
Yeah, yeah, we would love to get it. Maybe I should start hitting up YouTube because I really don't. But that one, I guess we could start going on to Red TV if we have enough viewers. And we just put our videos on it. We have a lot of subscribers, but we need about 500 more.
We need more eyeballs. But anyway, I think it's...
Do you want to go right into... Well, let's talk about news.
Yeah, we could talk about news. We don't need any little music or anything like that. So we have some cruise happenings.
Yes.
What's happening? The
biggest one is American Queen Voyages files for bankruptcy.
So that's a different cruise line, isn't it?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So it is best known for the river boats up the Mississippi. And they filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and it ceased operations and canceled all future cruises.
Basically, they're done.
Well, this is your statement. Yeah. It says on February 20th, the cruise line said that the shutdown impacted their bottom line. No, actually, the water did because, the Mississippi was going lower and lower. It is now raising, but I think it was a little bit too late. They have riverboats, the American Queen, the American Countess, the American Duchess, the American Empress. That's a lot. And they had an expedition ship called the Ocean Victory.
I think this cruise line, or you know, Riverboat Cruise Line was mostly a, you know, a day or couple day cruises.
Right,
and then they would do like, because they had casinos on board, they would do like, you know, you can come on the ship for a couple of hours, you know, for 8 hours and have something to eat and gamble and, you know, and they would go up and down the river and like circles.
It sounded like this company had a lot of problems, though, because the ocean cruise was supposed to happen in 2024, this summer.
Right. Because that was their first entry into a ocean cruise.
Right.
Experience.
But they were already decommissioning two of the ships that they bought for ocean cruising.
Oh.
So it was going
south.
I mean, it was founded into 2011. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting, though, is I ran into one of the parents at the school I teach at.
Uh-huh.
He was asking me about this. And I was like, you know, I know that they're going in through some trouble. And I haven't talked to her because, you know, we're doing the show and it's on the weekend.
Yeah.
And we found out about this. And I was like, man, I wish I could tell her. Because they're telling me that they went through a travel agent, which, don't do it. The travel agent says, oh, it's a $500 deposit and you're not getting your money back, even if they go bankrupt. But the company, American Voyages, Queen Voyages, provided claim forms for every guest. So this travel agency, if they're doing this, they're getting their money. They're getting the $500 deposit.
Yeah, you gotta be on top of this stuff because some people are shady.
Yeah, because they're gonna say you don't get a refund, but then they're going that these cruise agencies are sending the refund information out to the travel agent. They're just not giving it to you.
You gotta watch out for that stuff.
After the cruise line, and the cruise line goes, "No, we already gave it away."
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
Yeah,
you gotta watch out for that type of stuff.
Yeah. So that was,
you know, what's interesting about that particular cruise line, and you know, going up the river, the Mississippi River, is that, you know, it's pretty much a seasonal type of type of thing. Because I mean, you can't go up the Mississippi, you know, during the, you know, the winter months and things like that. So, you know, up in the higher, up more northern, as I was.
Some of those ships will just sit. I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I mean, yeah. I'm hoping, because Viking was one of them that are coming to the States here.
They don't want to do riverboat cruises.
And they were talking about going up the Mississippi.
Yep,
so
exactly.
Would they take these boats and just dry dock them and then bring them out?
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's unfortunate, but one of them bit the
dust. Now, didn't this particular cruise line also wanted to go up to Alaska?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of dominoes fell.
Yeah. I mean, Viking did the same thing, but they made it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and this company was bought or was taken over and created in 2011. So you just don't know.
You know, yeah,
I mean, it was 8 years, and then the pandemic hit. Then it's 3 years out, and then you try to like recoup, but all that money from probably the company got from the government just to stay alive. They came back and they're like, "Oh, can't do it," or they didn't have crew. There's a lot of issues.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the next one we have.
Yeah, so you have another story.
Oh, we got a couple of them.
Yeah.
This is all news from this week. A lady in Australia was 26 weeks pregnant and was denied to go on through the cruise ship. And I just wanted to touch on, I'm not going to go through what happened, but...
Well, she was denied.
You have to read the contract. Yeah, she was denied. But
she was denied to come on board. But
all cruise ships have this.
Yes. Yes.
And, I mean, you cannot be that pregnant and go on a cruise ship.
That's right.
We're going to go through that with the fantasy things because the doctor on board. But this is one of those things that I wanted to talk about it because everybody needs to know. Look, if you're pregnant, you're 26 weeks, read the contract. It does state in there, you will be denied. And they were not given any reimbursement. Well, you didn't read the contract. I'm sorry. And with all cruise lines, after a certain point, everything's been bought for you. So it's, you know, that it, read up.
Well, you know, I've canceled cruises before because I couldn't make it, or, you know, my our schedules changed and everything like that. And there are periods of time, you know, between 90 days and, you know, and 75 days.
Right.
On some cruise lines, not all, you can get 100%.
But then they start going 100, 75,
yeah,
60.
Exactly. And as you get closer and closer to your cruise date, you know, a week before your cruise, you can't cancel and expect the cruise line to reimburse you. Now, if you have cruise insurance,
you get it back.
You can get it back.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, that sort of thing.
And you can do that through the cruise line, too.
You can get it back. So, you know, I see one word that kind of pops out in this article where it says they believe the policy is discriminatory and complain about the pregnancy rule should have
read
been
the thing. Read it.
So, you know what? I see that word. Discriminatory
all the time now,
and it's used kind of like, well, you know, because my condition, I have a condition, or I have something like this, you know, I'm sorry, you can't travel. I mean, there are people that have diabetes, and they need
insulin and everything.
They need the service where you go in.
Oh, the kitten. They do. Some of them have it, but you got to schedule that.
Yeah. It's, what is it called? Dialysis. Excuse me. Sorry. It's a little early. The caffeine has kicked in. So they need dialysis. Well, I don't know. Do you know any cruise line that has dialysis?
Yes.
Machines?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them do, but you have to schedule it.
Okay. I'm familiar with that.
But I don't think they have midwives.
Or
somewhere to put the child.
So there could be many complications.
And you're going into somewhere where you have 3,000 people and you know your condition. You know it.
Yeah.
So, okay, something happens to you. Yes, it's unfortunate. But now you're saying because this policy is against you, everybody else has to suffer if something happens to you. That is not right.
Well, you know, I believe that cruise lines can put up boundaries.
And that's what
right?
they're doing
and this
right
is not, this is not discriminatory. This is a boundary.
Maybe that's what
they
call them.
And they have to realize what their capabilities are to take care of. They've thought this through, what they can do for somebody that is pregnant and what they can't do with somebody who's pregnant. Notice that you can go on a cruise up to 24 weeks.
Yes.
You can be pregnant to go on a cruise, but after a certain time, you can't go on a cruise.
No.
They're not being discriminatory. They're setting a boundary. And that's my point I'm trying to make.
And maybe possibly it's 26 weeks. This person, had booked their cruise a year out and didn't read the policy and thinking, oh, I can just do it.
But did not plan to get pregnant.
Right.
And the pregnancy happened. And that was wonderful. And congratulations to you. However, again, you know, there are certain boundaries that the cruise lines have. And so I'm sorry, but again, we always say, read the contract. And when something like this life-changing thing that happens, like getting pregnant, I would say, and I'll go, oh my gosh, I have a cruise booked in, you know, March 2024, you know, and I'm pregnant now. I think I should go back and reread my cruise contract, you know, so that
prep up.
It's your business. The cruise line did not know you got pregnant.
No.
Right?
No.
They don't go in and check up on...
They do the health screening.
Yes, they do.
And they ask all of those questions down there. And that's maybe where they pulled it.
Well,
you can probably see it. At
24 weeks, you're showing.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's not discriminatory.
No, it's not.
And congratulations on your baby.
And you have a beautiful child.
Yeah. And Come on. Yeah, but, you know, go pick a cruise.
Okay, another one is Carnival changed their back-to-back policy for cruising.
Well,
it's actually better because when you do a back-to-back on Carnival, you would jump off the ship, get back on the ship right away, and you would have a, you know, your champagne just like on those super yacht shows, you know, champagne, and you get a picture, and then you go on your way back to your room, your keys ready. What now they're doing is they're giving you two coupons. You come back on the ship, you get two coupons. You get a free picture, which is, I think, better, and you get a free drink at any bar. So you don't do it right away. And so I really do like the changeup of what.
So previously what they would do, if I understand this correctly, the group of people that are doing the second cruise.
Yeah.
They previously would take them off board, disembark them. They would go to a special area. They would take a picture.
Yes.
A group picture at that time. And this would be pretty early in the morning.
Yeah.
Serving them champagne in the morning.
What you look like at the end of a cruise? Like the beginning of the cruise.
And so they thought, you know, it's kind of early to serve someone in champagne at, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning. It might be better to, you know, give them let them go back to sleep. Yeah. Give them a coupon and they can take a picture later.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's their thing. It's not being discriminatory. It's not being, you know, some of these things that people, a change happens. And I mean, golly, a whole article has been written about it. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, what kind of life do you live at home when something changes and you get, you know, and this has to turn into a international issue and you have to write a blog post about it or put it up on a news site. That's pretty slow news. And that's pretty,
we're not to the article yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have two more things to talk about real news.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to this article where, you know, this one person.
Okay.
Cruisee.
All right. You're teasing us. You're teasing us.
Not a blogger, but it's a real article.
Okay.
I'm going to sit on the ground to do that one.
Okay.
Because, you know, it helps me. I know. It helps
you.
Yeah,
it helps you.
Okay. So, more headlines.
This is what's going on.
I'm just going to do the headlines. All right.
Okay.
Cunard's new ship, Queen Anne, is completing its sea trials.
Oh, very nice.
So, that's good. Yeah. P&O Cruises, this is what I love to hear, is reporting the best January in its booking history.
You know, they have that.
It's coming out. I mean, cruising is happening again, people.
Yeah. And I saw some pictures from my friends from Diz Down Under, and they saw the P&O ship, the Adventurer, I believe it's now called. And that's the former Golden Princess that you and I were on with my parents on their 50th anniversary. And they totally remodeled that ship and refurbished and water slide on it. And it is absolutely beautiful. And I said, I want to go on that ship. And it's kind of like one of my little bucket list things right now. But there's just a lot of good things that are happening down in Australia.
Well, The new brand, Royal Caribbean came out and they said the same thing. They are blowing up.
Well, they've launched bookings. Yeah, they've launched their
all these companies are doing it.
Their new ship, the Icon of the Seas, and it's fantastic. I mean, it's a amazingly huge ship. You and I got a book on it.
Oh, I'm good.
We definitely have to go on that one. So we'll do that one. And then congratulations to Princess Cruises for receiving the keys of the Sun Princess.
Yeah.
You know, they've had two sailings delayed, and I believe the inaugural sailing is happening this week.
Yep.
And it's exciting. Cruisers are coming on board. Looking forward to seeing all the happy faces on social media and follow them. And congratulations to them. And then also this morning, did you see the news that the Jubilee, Carnival Jubilee, is coming to, it's going to start their cruises out of Galveston. So.
Oh, I forgot. It's already happened.
It's already happening. Shh. Okay, sorry. But it's good. It's new.
Oh, no, no. It's brand new. And that ship, when we talk about the Dream.
Yeah, the Breeze.
It was right next to us. So, my gosh. I will put pictures. If you watch our videos, I usually put a picture of a cruise ship at the end of it now. I will put the end of it. So you're going to have to watch them all and you will see.
That's right.
You'll see the Jubilee. It is huge. And what was funny was the Carnival Dream, that was their slip right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the cruise director's like, yeah. So, you know, the Hummer of all cruise lines or of all cruise ships had to come in and take our spot. They put us in the back. But, you know, it's. We'll talk more about that because Galveston is a beautiful port to go to. Okay.
Excellent.
Here we go. Saga Cruises is revealing new plans for a new river cruise ship.
Mm.
A river ship. MSC Cruises is rolling out a new series of voyages from the Canary Islands.
Oh, okay.
Ada Cruises is opening up sails on its longest ever world cruise. Don't know how long it is. They're going to tell us. And then Carnival... I love this one. They have they just came out with the chair team. I love this. Okay. Every time you look out your balcony window or on the cruise ship, you always see these people running around putting towels everywhere.
Yeah. Onto chairs near the pool, you know, at 7 a.m.
Yes.
You know, I'm sitting here. This is where I'm going to have
chair
hog.
Guess what? And the cruise line really couldn't do anything because they're like, oh, well, I just put it here. No, we saw you. No, how could you see me? Well, Carnival is starting to put stickers on those areas. And you have 40 minutes to get to your area or they pull all your stuff up and they bring it to, I like to call it the walk of shame towel area. And they drop it off there and you could come get your stuff. They're already getting people that are upset. And one thing I do like about Carnival right now is they're switching up their rules. They have dogs now. When you go onto the ship, they're sniffing your bag.
Security dogs.
Yes. But now they have dogs when you're coming back from a port.
Mm.
And they're smelling. And if you're found to have anything and you're getting onto the ship from a port, you don't get on the ship.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you have to find your way home.
Uh-oh.
They're doing things, I believe, that are really, it's coming up. And, like, they have their fighting policy. I think all cruise ships have it. But they have a lot of, if you do anything wrong, it's $500. You throw a chair off a balcony, oops, it's $500. And it's possibility, if it's severe enough, you will be banned from the cruise line. And it's not just Carnival Cruise Line. That's Carnival Corporation.
Yeah, so that's all their sister brands.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Yeah, you're getting dunked.
Yeah, somebody... I read an article...
You're walking off the plank on that one.
I mean, we always knew that Carnival was coming up. We used to call it the Carnival of the Seas. You know, we made jokes about it. And... myself and you were like, no, it's another cruise line that we won't say anything of. And it might start with a letter in the middle of the alphabet, but we're not going to say what that is. Carnival has come up. And in this article, they're like, oh yes, it's not the Walmart anymore. What? They called it the Walmart, but this is the perception people have. And I'm glad that Carnival is stepping up. And they're like, hey, you know what? We are cracking down. And I like that. I mean, it should be that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Are you geared up?
You know what? I think we need kind of like a little refresh transition here.
All right. Let's do it.
With some music.
Yes, because I want to know what a cruise really is like, fantasy versus reality.
Sounds good. Well, let's hear some music. Let's hear some music and clear our throats and have a sip of our coffee and get back right to you guys.
All right, here we go. All righty. Yeah, you know, if everybody's listening, you're like, wow, that music was a little long. No, we do this in one take.
Yeah, one take. You get, this is what you get.
This is what
I mean,
you
I
get.
Go in and I try to take out some of the ums and ahs and, you know, sniffles and things like that. But
Coughing. I heard about that. Yeah, yeah. Nobody will probably hear that, will they?
Probably not.
Okay, so.
So where are we going on this?
This is the
Tell us a little bit how you found this article.
Okay. I was looking up news for the week, and I came across this article. It was done by Cruzies, December 1st, 2023. So if you're listening and you wrote an article and you published it, December 1st, 2023, you are Cruzies. And you had an article which was what a cruise really like and fantasy versus reality. And I'm going to add this, so it's ours now. A cruise dude opinion. Let's tear it apart.
Do you think this slaps or needs to be slapped?
I'm not slapping anybody. I'm just saying okay. Cruzies needs to stay out of the bathtub with a rubber ducky pretending they're on a cruise ship.
Yeah, you know what? This is a interesting. I did a little research on this.
Can I sit on the ground? Because I hear sitting on the ground does wonders for me.
So have you ever been to a website like CNN, Fox News, all those websites out there, and you're scrolling down and you get below the page where the contact information is, and then there's all these little articles like, and they're very clickbaitish, And they have some weird headlines like, you can cure your neuropathy in 2 or 3 days. And you can, if you have a heart condition, where this particular vitamin can cure you. And, that sort of thing. And they're just kind of like very, talk about it. It just seems kind of scammy or clickbaitish. And they're trying to get you.
Yeah. And Cruzies sound like they had a bad steak.
This is the website. Can I give out the website name, or do I even want to give out?
No, don't give the website because you don't even see Cruzie's face.
Yeah, you don't on her. Yeah, on her. On
it's
her.
Like, come on, yeah. What? You can't show your this face, Cruzies.
Yeah, well,
this come on is, our show. Let's debate this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you put this out in the world. You are getting hits for it, and if you are listening to this and you wrote that article that with that title. Call us up.
These are some of the articles you can find on this website.
How to get your bum from sitting on a couch to the floor.
Several surprising benefits of sitting on the floor every day.
Nice.
Or how to introduce your kids to video games after watching Mario Brothers movie.
Or what? Really?
Yeah. Wow. How teen marriage affects some Americans.
Oh boy, this
joy,
person,
redemption, regret.
This person has so much knowledge to give to the world.
I
love this writer.
The cutest minimal Manny is bubble gloss nails.
All right, so let's just tear this apart.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is an article from their website.
Okay, and the first paragraph. I read it, and then the last couple of words, I was like, oh, this is going to be...
Okay, so what a cruise is really like, fantasy versus reality, by Cruzie, calling her. So tell us.
It's Cruzie.
Okay, Cruzie. Okay.
Okay.
Tell me.
This is the statement before the paragraph.
Okay.
The average American family takes one big vacation per year. For many, this vacation is a cruise. You see it on ads, on TV, all over the web, the beautiful rooms, the massive decks, the pools, the water slides, the parties, lavish dining areas, and amazing cruise buffets. Wow, that was a big sentence. I think that was more of a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
What's not to love? What you think a cruise is and what it ends up to be can be worlds apart. Cruises are like other businesses. They promise you what you want, get you on board, and once you're on board, you're locked in. Read on to discover the terrifying, dun-dun-dun, realities of cruising.
I think they need to sit on the floor.
Yeah, they just need, you know what? Maybe that's it. Because you're sitting on the floor, you're not moving back and forth. the ship. Oh, wait, we are going to go about how ships rock and roll.
Okay.
Okay. First one, all aboard the Fantasy. After spending days of your departure packing ahead of your departure, packing your clothes, your phone, your iPhone, your iPad, your flip flops, pretty much everything you need, and you head to port. I'm doing the page flip because there's like 19 of these.
I know.
I mean, it was incredible. You find that the beginning, or only to find that you will have to begin the fun by standing in a very, 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 very long line waiting to board the ship. At this time, maybe a few little snapshots are in order to commemorate your trip with smiling faces and relaxed body language, almost giving you the impression that waiting to board the ship isn't really that big of a deal. However, do not be fooled. The reality of getting on board. To say that the boarding of a cruise ship is night and day. What?
I tell you, I think AI wrote this article.
Oh,
go ahead.
God. Okay, because I don't understand that.
To say that the perceived boarding of a cruise ship and actually doing it well night or day.
I think this is AI. Yeah, it has to be AI.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not a very patient person, then this aspect of your trip is going to get you off to a stressed start.
The major thing to keep in mind is that hundreds of others will be boarding when you do. And because you all board at the same time,
which is not true.
We're not done yet.
Okay.
There will be one massive crowd of people.
Massive. Yes.
Also, keep in mind that most cruisers board in warmer climates.
What the heck?
So it may be problematic. It might be what? Probable.
It is most probable.
You will be hot and possibly it will. God, this is possibly, AI.
Yeah.
Possibly muggy. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Add these two factors together, and we are pretty sure you won't be seeing too many happy boarding pictures of your cruise. All right, let's talk.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
All right. Can I first?
Go ahead.
Okay. The first one. That it says here that you have to be very patient. Yes, I'm gonna go for the agreeing things of the reality.
Okay.
You have to be patient.
Of course, you have to show them your passport.
That's it.
You have to check in. You have to show your passport. They have to give you either your cruise card or your medallion, whatever they need. They want to make sure that the person that bought the ticket and bought the cruise is the person going on the cruise. That your passport picture matches your face.
Yes. And there might be somebody there in line because there's 3,000 of you trying to board. That might not have all this information. And oh, wait, there's not just one single line and everybody has.
There are multiple.
Time.
They have multiple stations.
Check-in times.
So you have a check-in time usually between, they're in 15-minute intervals, 20-minute intervals, all cruise lines do different types of staggered check-in times. And so, this whole idea that, it's just one big lot of people trying to get on board. It's not.
And you're standing outside in the sun and it's muggy and it's hot and you only board. I like this one during hot days.
You know what? I've boarded many different cruise ships and many different climates. And I think that is so.
There's air conditioning inside people.
Yeah, there's, yeah, exactly. There's air conditioning, there's heating, there's different things. This is untrue.
The longest time it has taken me to get on a cruise ship since the beginning of cruising post-pandemic has been a half hour. A half hour.
That's nice.
And you're on your ship. A half hour. The latest one, the Dream, I was on within 10 minutes.
You mean the Breeze?
Breeze. No, the Dream, Dream Class. Yeah. Breeze. The Carnival Breeze.
Go ahead.
10 minutes. 10 minutes. And I forgot my tickets too. So I had to pull. I did this. I forgot my tickets. Yeah. And, you know, I left them in the hotel room, but I forgot my tickets. I get to the port. The lady says, I'm like going, oh my gosh, I forgot my tickets. She goes, oh, no worries. Pulled up an iPad, clicked some buttons, printed out my pass. I got on board within 10 minutes, even with that. So debunked.
Okay.
Your turn.
My turn.
Soaking in the hot tub. Yeah. The fantasy. Ooh, that could
the
be
good. Soaking in the hot tub. What the is fantasy it? After a stressful day of getting through the boarding
what,
line.
Would fantasy be nude?
Yeah. I don't know. Settling into your cabin for your cruise. What sounds better than a nice, luxurious soak in the hot tub? You can lay back, relax, and gaze at the billowy white clouds as they pass by. You can stretch your legs out and let the stress of the day slip away. You have all the room you need to enjoy the heated waters as they wash away your cares. This may be very well the scenario if you are fortunate enough to have your own private jacuzzi. However, not particularly on a cruise ship. Soaking in the hot tub, the reality.
Okay, this is that.
Cruisey's so reality.
Wait, this is that was the fantasy.
Yeah, that was the
fantasy. And now we're going to Cruisey's reality.
The cruise hot tub is a totally different reality than the one fantasized above. For one, you are and will never be alone. Well, that's not true.
Well, no, keep on going. Yeah, we're going
to
tear this
That's right. If you decide to spend some time in the hot tub, you will be soaking more than not with multiple complete strangers. And forget about having room to stretch your legs out with more than one in the tub. That is not even a consideration. Also, there's no room to lay back, even start to relax, enjoy the peace of the moment. There will be people moving, talking, pretty much making a commotion all around you.
Start tearing it apart.
This is, you know, this can happen. However, most people don't overfill a hot tub.
Only with little children.
You know, yeah.
That happens.
And that happens. But you know what? There are many places on a ship. Many ships now have, you know, I would say it's almost like 5 to 7 to 10 to 1.
Yes.
Between hot tubs or jacuzzis and pools. And so you can find, you can walk around, you can find jacuzzis in the adult areas and find, you know,
spa areas,
and you can find lots of places. And, you know, people are very considerate. Adults are very considerate. I have been on many cruises and been in hot tubs, and, you know, people are very considerate to each other. They say hello and talk and do a little chit chat, but there's nobody like going off and like, you know, stretching out their legs and touching your feet or something. You know, if they do, they say, excuse me.
That's part people, of the, that would be part of my fantasy though.
That's your fantasy.
Yeah. And bring a drink over.
So
wake me up in the morning.
People normally don't sit in hot tubs more than 20 minutes at a time.
No, and
that's about the average. And so there's people coming, and there's many times I've been on cruises before and go and sit in the hot tub and nobody gets in at all.
No.
And like they're not overshot.
On port days, nobody is port days. Nobody is there. Oh, I need to go to port. Well, everybody else is jump into the jacuzzi like around 8 in the morning and you could have your mimosa and nobody will be there. Yes. Somebody might show up and you might not know them. You might want to ask them, can you wear a mask please? So you don't get me sick. Or why don't you book your suite on a cruise ship, have your bathtub there, probably with jets, because the reality is cruises, your fantasy that I'm reading is not a reality. This is not the Love Boat where you could take a look and go, oh my God, look, there's only like 30 people on this ship. Remember, that's a movie set. So cruises, here we go. Reality. When you book a cruise, get a suite. Why? Because they have maybe a bubble cup.
You can get a suite.
The spa has jacuzzi inside there where I've gone in, you've gone in, and you see people just relaxing in these thermal pools.
Yep.
And they that's where you relax.
Yeah,
I mean, come on, people.
Check out the Enclave. That's an awesome
Enclave. Or the spa on a carnival ships. All of them have
spa,
these.
Spa Cloud Nine,
the adult-only areas. Yeah. This person who wrote this is out of touch. Go Absolutely. Back to your bathtub and grab your rubber ducky.
Okay. Go ahead.
Next one. The pool. Oh, this is good.
Poolside, the fantasy.
The fantasy. When you see an ad for a cruise, one of the areas they will play upon the heaviest is the pool on board the ship. The area will appear massive with lounge chairs, large pools, in some case, colorful umbrellas. You begin to daydream of lounging by the pool under an umbrella, sipping your favorite beverage. The feeling of a tranquil, relaxed afternoon plays over you time and time again. The thing to keep in mind is that this picture you are given has no people in it. Once your fellow cruisers are added in, the entire atmosphere has changed. I think they actually wrote this one. That wasn't
maybe. Yeah.
Okay. The poolside. The reality. The pool area of a cruise ship is one of the most continually used areas as most of the passengers congregate there. Nope, I was wrong. It's AI.
It is.
Although at first glance, it appears massive in size, once you add a few hundred people, well, the size isn't quite as what you think it is. For most of the trip, the pool area will be being packed with people, in some cases making it very hard to even find a place to sit down. The entire reason of taking a cruise, mainly to relax. However, with these many people squeezed into such a tiny place, relaxation is very difficult to come by.
You know what? This is kind of like, this is full of conjecture.
It is.
You know, and it's kind of like, how do you know? I mean, there's cruises that I've been on where, you know, it's a bright sunny day. It's, you know, there's a lot of people in their swimsuits,
right,
and, you know, in their summer clothes, and it's, you know, and all the pools are open, and let me tell you, most cruise ships have 3 to 4
pools.
Pools, and it's constantly changing. People getting up and leaving, people coming and going, and so, you know, to say that it's busy is a misnomer, because it's always happy. It's always busy.
Those are activity areas.
These are all exactly, and this, will there be times where it gets very crowded? Absolutely. But you know what? Wait 5 minutes and some things can change. People can get up and leave and go do different things. It's not, people are not just sitting.
There are some people that are sitting all day.
All day, yes, there are. But some people are just constantly, hey, I just want to take a dip in the pool.
Right.
I just want to go, I just want to sit here and just lounge for a while. But people know that they have their limits about taking in the sun. You know, people care about, you know, not getting sunburns, and, you know, they don't want to get skin cancer and things like that. And so they're taking the precaution. And they're not staying out in the sun for hours and hours and, you know, all day long and things like that. And just this whole idea that, you know, that you're going to experience this supposed reality is it's untenable. No, it's, you know, it can be busy, but let me tell you, it always changes. It always changes. Yep, so, I think that different times, like Scott said, the best day to go and experience, you know, a wonderful, if you really want a really quiet day at the pool. Port days. Absolutely. You know, 4,000 people get off the ship and literally there's like, you know, 5 people at the pool. I mean, that's what happens. And so this lady, Cruzy,
debunked.
Yeah.
And well, I will give her a little kudos on this one. Is yes, when you see pictures, some pictures, like I'll do a picture and I won't show anybody at the pool. Why? Because I don't want to get everybody's name. So then I could say, can I have your likeness? You're absolutely right. But when you see pictures from all these cruise agencies, they always have people in them. Always. So I don't know. I don't know what you're, I don't know how you're getting these pictures or who you're getting your information from, but there's 3,000 people on a ship. Do your, if you want a smaller ship, go on a river cruise.
You know, yeah. If you don't want to deal with it, yeah.
Book yourself a $50,000 yacht and go with your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Cabin bedroom. Do you want to do this one?
Sure.
Okay.
The cabin bedroom.
Fantasy.
The fantasy.
Oh, I like that.
If you've never
had the
been,
spa fantasy to it, the cabin bedroom.
If you've never been on a cruise, it's really hard to conceptualize what the cabin you will be staying actually looks like. If you rely totally on the pictures provided in the ads for the cruise, then you are in the mindset that the cabins are lavish, spacious, filled with natural light. In some cases, this may be very well true, but in the majority of the cases, not so much. It is in your best interest to keep in mind that the pictures are there to entice you to book a passage, and so they will show you pretty much what you think you want to see.
Okay.
The cabin reality, the first thing to keep in mind, did they just say that? Yeah, they did. The first thing to keep in mind is that even though the cruise ships are enormous, they have to accommodate not only their paying passengers, but the crew and staff members as well. As such, the cabins that are available for the passengers are not always as large as one would like. And not all of them have a window unless you book a large cabin with a window and pay a large price that goes along with a luxury.
I'm sorry.
Your cabin will almost assured be very cramped and very dark. The cabins available on most cruises are barely able to accommodate a queen size bed, let alone much anything else.
Okay, I'm going to go for this one first.
Okay,
because you read it, so I'm going to go for this. Okay, the fantasy. Yes, you see pictures that are provided. The pictures for a inside room are different than a balcony. And when you do book your rooms, if you're booking through a travel agent, they're trying to sell you. If you're booking through a cruise agency or just the cruise line, like we all recommend you do, because you see what you get, you will see the indoor cabin or
what the cabin right. really looks like. And you know, there's no, listen, let me tell you right now, there is no cruise line is hiding from you.
No.
What the interior of your cabin looks like.
No.
You can find pictures of it. You can find video of it online. I mean, pretty much every cabin room that you want to go in, there's probably, if you search on YouTube, you can find it.
Yes.
This is a true thing.
We do that. Like,
there's no like, oh, some big surprise. And you know, this idea that you're going to have to pay through the nose for a cabin with a window.
It's like $75.
Exactly. And if you want a balcony, oh my gosh, you're going to spend thousands and thousands.
No.
Oh my gosh. This is like,
and the reality is like, we covered the Carnival Radiance with the rooms. Yes. Rooms are different, but there's shows like us, the Cruise Dudes podcast, where we will go and take a look at every single room, give you pictures, give you description.
Not every single room, but we will
Carnival,
give you
the Carnival Radiance. I did.
Yeah.
But and then put it online for you. And if you look at what our descriptions are, and you look what the cruise line descriptions are, and the pictures, vice versa, they're pretty much the same.
They
give you square footage.
Yeah.
And if you're buying,
absolutely.
If you can't figure out the square footage, cruisees, maybe you need. And this one that says, and there's no windows. I hate to tell you, cruisees, you forgot one part of this. Cruise lines are now starting to put in virtual windows. So can you redo this article from 2023,
not only that,
4 months or 5 months ago?
Not only that, Scott, you have a choice if you want an indoor cabin or outside, or a cabin that faces outside, and that you have either you want one with a window, or you want one with a balcony, or you want to have one that has a full blown, you know, veranda patio with a,
right.
with a hammock, like the panorama on those, with the Havana rooms, you know?
Yes.
I mean, you have lots of choices out there, and to say that you're going to have a dark room and you're going to be cramped. I mean, you have your choice of how much square feet you want to get.
Exactly.
You know, and then, you know, saying, well, you'll never get much then of a queen bed. Well, you know what? Again, there are choices. And there are choices, and you get to choose what you want. And to imply that they're just throwing you into a room that's dark and dank and has no room and everything. Like I said, there's pictures. You can find out the square footage. You can even pick what kind of bed you want and everything like that. So the
fantasy is what she said.
The fantasy
in their mind. Yeah. The reality is when you book your cruise, they're going to show you, you have to read the square footage. I hope everybody can figure out the square footage. Yeah. Figure out the square footage. You're going to have to figure out, do I want a queen or a king? You're going to have to figure out, do I need a ADA room which has a bigger doorway so I could get a wheelchair or something else in? Am I going to, if I get motion sickness, am I going to need a balcony?
Right.
Am I going to need a window because I like to see the water spray up and hit the, oh, I'd love doing that on the first floor. You know, there's things.
Yeah, exactly.
Or are you going to be like me where it's like, sometimes you want to go for 3 days and you don't want to wake up. You just want to sleep.
That's
right. You go into an interior room, you shut that door and it is dark. But how long are you going to be staying in that room? Not much. Those rooms, yes, they are cheap. They're inexpensive. And they're just, to, you know, to go
it's
to
fine.
Get away.
It's, yeah, exactly.
But you cannot blame the cruise line for you purchasing the cheapest room there and expecting the most from it.
Right,
you
right.
can't do it.
Yeah, well, you know, as more as what's interesting about these this article, there's a lot of what we call straw men position that they take, and basically they make it so they make up things like if you really rely totally on the pictures, okay, so basically they're trying to set you up, you know, this argument. Oh, you're going to
rely on pictures.
You know, rely on the pictures.
That's what's happening now.
It's going to be spacious or cabin or lavish and spacious. And, you know, this may be true. However, but in most cases, not so much, dude, this is not true. They're not going to show you pictures of something and tell you this is what you're going to get and they're going to give you something else. No, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. That's a false. And then use the argument. An argument is that, you know, well, you have to keep in mind cruise ships are enormous. They have to accommodate not only their paying guests, but their crew and staff members as well. Well, what does that have to do with the size of your room and what you purchase?
Okay.
Right. Does have nothing to do.
All right. Here's
So you know what? This whole thing about the cruise cabin, the bedroom being
bathroom.
No,
here we go. Okay.
All right. So
the bathroom, the fantasy, along with a spacious, bright cabin. Most first time cruise passengers assume the bathroom will be pretty much luxury. They see the pictures in the brochures. They think that what they see is what they get. They envision an overly large shower with a glass door and possibly a rainfall shower head also present in the bathroom. They see their own luxury hot tub, which they would in turn make the bathroom pretty much a huge significant in size. Rounding out the vision is the marble countertops and black splashes around the shower and the hot tub. Okay, I'm sorry, but that will never, ever happen if you get those $10,000 suites, yes, that will happen.
That will not happen. You know, is a straw man argument.
Right. First off, glass.
I know. No.
Doors.
Okay. So again, this
marble,
is
marble.
Yeah.
No. And the boat this goes is back like, and forth.
Okay.
No, it's
so,
not going to happen.
Again. They are preconceptualizing and trying to, this lady's writing a story, or AI's writing a story, and basically it's just saying, you know, this is what you should expect, you know. But, you know, the thing is if you're a cruiser that's been on multiple cruise ships, you know what to expect. And you know that in most cases, unless you're getting, you know, a suite or above, you're going to get a bathroom. Your bathroom is going to have, you know, a tub with a shower.
That's suite and above. Everything.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and then if you're lower than above, you're going to get just a shower.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And again,
that's where the spa comes in.
These are, and again, full disclosure, the cruise line's going to show you what your bathroom's going to look like.
Right. They have plans.
And they have diagrams of where you're. So the thing is, again, it's just the straw man argument so they can tear it down. The reality, the actual bathroom present in the cabin, which in some cases there are none, but rather a community bathroom. What do they mean by community?
It's
far more than the...
Wait, a community bath... Wait.
So, you talking about like multiple people are going to be using your bathroom?
Wait.
Community bath. Okay,
don't you... How many... What?
Yes.
So you live in a household of six people, and there's, say, maybe one bathroom. Is that a community bathroom? Or is that the household bathroom? Mm-hmm. Wow, a community bathroom.
What's the community bathroom?
I guess because everybody's sharing it in your family?
I don't know.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so at first glance, the bathroom is barely on the same level of the youth hostel ones offered. Oh my gosh. There is not a beautiful marble countertops or backsplashes. Well, no hot tub.
Nope.
And the shower is not a shower in the sense of what one would usually refer to one. There's no shower stall. Instead, the entire bathroom is essentially a shower, which is wrong.
Nope.
The shower head is usually installed above the commode. No.
Nope.
There's
what?
Nothing to
they
keep.
Said they,
yeah,
did they actually
there's
said,
nothing to keep wow. water from flying and splashing all over
wow.
the room.
They just said it's over the commode.
Yes,
over the commode.
Yeah, again.
What?
Yeah, what?
Okay, I've been in bathrooms where they have what is that duvet thing? What is that?
Bidet.
Yeah, you got one of those.
Yes,
but a lot. Even Princess Cruises on the Diamond Princess, all their bathrooms have that. Really? And you're going to have a shower head over that? That's electric.
No.
First off, that's electric. Second, no. The only thing I can say from this reality is when you do an ADA bathroom, the bathrooms are bigger. And when you go into the bathroom, you have the curtain that goes around, but the floor is
sloped.
It's one level.
Yeah.
Because the people who are going to be using it are handicapped or in wheelchair.
They can't.
But the commode is not in the shower.
No.
But that is the only time I've ever seen that, and that's to accommodate people with special needs. Other than that, there's actually a little like rail thing right there. I mean, if you're planning on sharing it with your best friend, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. But come on now, read the description. When you book, look at the diagram. When you book this person, go back to your house, and I'm sure you have the marble and the jacuzzi in your bedroom, in your bathroom. I'm sure you have everything that you're listing here in your home because that's how special you are. Okay. Aquatic site. What are we at? 50?
Yeah, we're aquatic.
Oh my God. Site. We're going to have to do part two on this. We still.
Oh my gosh! This is.
I told you.
Oh my gosh! Okay, you know what, guys?
We're gonna do. Can we do one more?
We'll do one more.
Okay.
Let's do part. Yeah.
I want to do. I'm looking through here.
Let's do the next one. So we keep in.
Okay.
So
you do the next one. Aquatic sightseeing. Oh, this is so cool. This is a good one.
Okay. Many who take cruises choose trips that might involve some sightseeing of aquatic sea life, such as whales and dolphins.
I see that on the cruise ship. I shouldn't say that. Okay.
This thought of spending a number of days sailing along, anticipating when and what type of aquatic life you may see, can be a very relaxing thought. The ocean is much different than the land on which we live, which is why the allure of the occupants is so great. By going on a cruise, passengers are hoping to see not only aquatic life, but that life forms in action in their natural natural surroundings. Cruise ads use pictures of aquatic animals for this very reason.
Okay, let's go for the next.
Okay, the aquatic sightseeing.
That is the fantasy.
The fantasy.
This one.
Cruisey's reality.
The reality.
In actual, chances are pretty good that you won't be seen along any type of long. Excuse me. Chances are very pretty good that you won't be seeing any type of aquatic life on your cruise. And most cruise ads that are geared towards sightseeing of the ocean will put a disclaimer that the passenger may not actually see any aquatic life. This is just to make sure it is understood. It can happen. It can at times be pretty good long shot. The cruise may take place where the aquatic animals are known to live and even appear. But if think you are going to get a marvelous show, then you are better off cutting your losses and taking a vacation to SeaWorld. At least you know that you're going to see the show you are expecting and paid for.
Okay, do you want me to go for it first?
Go ahead.
Okay, the fantasy. The fantasy here saying that you're going to see all of these animals you're going
Here's
to see...
Here's the straw man article.
Right.
And that, argument.
The, you know, and that it's a relaxing thought that you're going to see it. The ocean is much different than land than what we see, and the occupants in the ocean are so great, they're just going to jump up and say hi. Oh, are we doing the Little Mermaid? Because, I mean, the only type of wildlife that I could count on seeing are birds. That's the only wildlife I could count on seeing. At the back of the ship, you see the seagulls, or when you go into port, they're flying to you. So, what?
Well, here's the deal.
Are we going for the reality now?
The reality.
Okay, reality. Here
the
we go.
Reality is that there's no guarantee that you're gonna see whales and dolphins and such like However, it depends on where you're going and the type and the time and the season you're going to do it.
Yes.
And so I've been on cruises where I've seen hundreds and hundreds of dolphins.
Yeah, and they're swimming with the
wake of the ship. We had in 2022, we had a cruise to Mexico, and our cabin was on the aft of the ship.
That's the best part. Oh my gosh, wonderful!
And so we were out there one day, and there's these hundreds of dolphins just started to jump out of the water and everything like that. And it was just amazing, just beautiful, absolutely. Now, is this something that we see on a regular basis? Absolutely not. But you know what? It changes. The ocean is unpredictable.
And I thought we paid them to come and jump out.
Yeah, right.
I'm paying good money on a cruise. Don't they have the animals they release?
Nobody with common sense knows that the cruise line can guarantee that you're going to see, you're going to see whales, you're going to see dolphins. I mean, we went on this excursion, a whale watching excursion when we were in Alaska this summer. And you know what? We didn't see any whales.
I did.
You didn't see any, but I did. And so it happens, yeah, and there's no guarantee even on a whale watching tour that you're going to see whales. Now, you know, it's like you said, it's not a guaranteed experience. However, it could happen.
And if you're on your balcony that long, like in Alaska, I was on my balcony that long, and here comes a little iceberg. I'm not going to say it's iceberg. It's a chunk of ice, and there was five bald eagles on it while it was coming by.
That's pretty cool.
Well, what now? That just happened to be then. I didn't pay them to be there.
And the cruise line didn't pay them to be
the
there.
The only animals you're going to see are probably seagulls, and maybe a good 80% of the time when you're in port, a seal. And I'm sorry, that's what you're going to see. These ships are not going to go and say, I'm going to take this route where I know the whales are going to go. They're going to run over them. They're going to kill them.
They're going to
do all of these things. I'm sorry.
Not only that. They have sonar. They're looking for them.
Right.
They have watchers on top of the
bridge. And they're going to dodge them.
And they're going to.
What does Cruzies want? Do you want them not to use the sonars and everything on the ship and just run right into them so you can see them?
This type of experience. Any naturalist will tell you that it's always, it's not expected, but there's a chance that you will see wildlife.
Her last two sentences just blow me away. You're better off cutting your losses and taking a vacation to SeaWorld.
I thought we canceled SeaWorld. I would never.
I don't go on any whale watching anything in the ocean and see that many mammals, animals, in one spot. So for one, she's right there. If you're wanting to go see all the animals, go to SeaWorld. And the next one, I just blew me away. At least there you know that you're not going to see all the animals. And you know that the show that you're expecting isn't going to be there. What are you expecting when you're looking through?
Well, again,
if you're looking through all the excursions and you see a whale flipping through the air and, I'm going to see that on my ship. Come on.
Exactly. Straw man argument.
I think, written by AI because, man, it's really bad.
It's really bad.
It is so bad. But we're going to tear this apart on our next show.
We're going to do part two.
I'm going to go through the descriptions. Part two, you have to listen to.
Because it's
crew and staff life.
Okay.
Fantasy reality.
Okay.
Ports of call, fantasy reality. Oh, this is going to be good. Onboard nightlife, fantasy reality. And then Cruzies just got into paragraphs. Okay. A little more than seasickness. On the water, okay. Not in water.
Yes.
Lifeboat drills.
Okay.
Cruise to nowhere. Oh, I've been on those. Those are great. That might be actually the only one that might be true. The hard way to transfer passage. No working restrooms. Oh, my. Oh, I feel sorry for that person. Dead in its tracks. Huh? Medical malfeats, and that's okay. We've already covered that. We're going to talk about that too. I'm sorry, but before I say anything, I had a friend who had a heart attack on a cruise ship going to Hawaii, and they were pretty far out. There was no way they could come back. They flew they slowed down, and they had the Coast Guard fly out, airlift him out to bring him home.
Wow.
So I'm just letting you know. Okay, here we go. Restrooms, dead in its tracks, running aground. Guess which one they covered?
I don't want to.
You know which one? The drunk man.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Pirates at the high seas. Oh. Virus at sea.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Norovirus is just on cruise ships.
Love boat
taken a little bit too far. I think that's what we all do.
Yeah.
Okay. Final destination. Morgues on board. Well, that's what the butcher shop's for.
Oh, gosh. Scott. Okay.
Not environmentally friendly. Accidents happen. Not as fresh as you think. I mean, we are going to have so much fun on part two. You guys have to listen to part two. Hopefully, maybe we'll just put that out this week sometime. What do you think?
They can go from
part one, and they can just, like, 2 days later, go for part two.
I think so. I think we should do that.
Oh, my gosh, because, it's time to go. I'm going to go get in my small little cabin with the windows that aren't there. I'm going to get my margarita. Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go sit in a hot tub and touch other people's toes because I want to stretch out.
Is that your fantasy?
That's my fantasy.
Or is that the reality?
No.
You have to tell me which fantasy. One it is.
No.
I'm going to go to a pool, put goggles on, and just float. And nobody is going to be around me. Why? Because it's my pool. I'm going to find my own seat and cover all of them and make a little cave so it's just for me to keep everybody out. The reality.
You know, just yet.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun. So
you're going to add bubbles to the...
I do that all the time. Just add the bubbles. Don't even turn on the machine.
Add your own
bubbles.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm Scott.
And I'm Tommy.
Until next time, everyone, catch part two.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.